Mojo in the morning show. So waiting for Ed Sheeran to call up. The record company said that he will call and they will put us through to him. I saw that he was in with our good friend Elvis Duran yesterday and hanging out with him in New York. So I think he's doing the whole New York thing. And I
know he was there for the VMAs.
So. Yeah, the VMAs. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite songs is a ballad, and I got a. Talk to him about this because it was my son Joe that turned me on to this when his album came out. And I sit there and I listen to this song and cry. But he wrote this song about his friend after his daughter was born and how much it would have meant to him for his friend to be able to have met his daughter. And anybody that's lost somebody that has kids, I just want you to listen to some of the words of the song and I'll use this as my stall as we're waiting for Ed Sheeran to call in. The song is called Visiting Hours.
I wish to heaven at visiting hours so I could just show up and bring the news that she's getting older and I wish that you met her and soon they're going to close me. So much has changed since you've been away.
It's a beautiful song. Ed Sheeran's album is out, Shivers, and we have a new single from him, Shivers. And we're going to talk to him here, and I believe that he is with us. So let's do this. Here we go. The one and only, right?
Hi, you guys. Welcome. You're on with Ed.
Oh, Ed, how are you? Well, welcome to Detroit. Actually, not in Detroit, but welcome to our show that's on in Detroit.
Yeah, nice one. How are you guys?
We're doing good. By the way, you had me crying this weekend.
In a good way?
It was. Well, first off, my favorite song on your album is Visiting Hours. And
oh, man, thank you.
My son actually sent it to me. So my son said, Dad, I know you like a good cry. And he said, I think this song would remind you of, you know, grandma, my mom who died when I was just a kid.
Oh, wow.
And I listened to the song. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll listen to the song. And I was going to Starbucks. I had to sit in the parking lot of Starbucks for about 30 minutes before to get my eyes to look like I wasn't stoned. But
oh, man, thank you. Do you know, I feel like that song came from such like pain and grief that I sort of felt weird about putting it out. But it's been, it's such a nice thing, like not a nice thing, but it's a beautiful thing to watch how people connect to it. And the YouTube comments of all my songs usually are just like, I love this song, or like, Ed said to the director, how many dances do you want? And the director said, yes, or something like that. Like that's usually the YouTube comments. But the YouTube comments on Visiting Hours are paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of people's stories. And they're connecting with other people who've been through a similar thing. And, like, grief is such a solitary thing at the time because you're going through something that you're trying to process and you don't want the outside world getting involved. But then you suddenly realize that, you know, I have a friend that lost his mum a year ago, and it was very difficult to sort of speak to him on a level at the time because I didn't know what he was going through. And, you know, as soon as my friend passed away, I remember he came around my house for a pint and spoke about it for the first time. And it was it's sort of like mutual understanding of like I feel your pain too, and I find that releasing this song, and yeah, I just feel that from people. I look on the YouTube
Ed,
of that song, and it's a beautiful thing.
I'm not kidding you when I say this to you. My mom has come to me in dreams almost every single night since listening to your song for the first time.
Oh man, that's really really kind of you to say, man. Thank you, and I'm just glad that people are connecting to the song. I release songs like Bad Habits and Shivers, and they're the ones that people play on radio and they want to dance to and stuff. But I really feel like music is important when it's connecting to people in the way that Visiting Hours is connecting now.
Hey, how close, Ed, were you to retirement? I know that that came up a lot, where a lot of people were wondering if now that you have this family, you want to spend more time, you know, and not want to be away. Were you real close?
No, it was never retirement, because I feel like retirement's like, why would you retire at 30? Like, working, I enjoy working. Like, I enjoy working, but I wanted to basically retire from caring. So,
amen.
I care whether people like my music. Like, I do as much promo as I can. I sign CDs. I go and tour and blah blah blah. Like, I care. Like, I really do care if people like my stuff or not. So I was kind of getting to the point of being like, should I retire from caring and just live at home and release music when I want to release music and play a show if I want to play a show rather than going on a 3-year tour. And so that was where I was at with it, rather than like, I'm never going to play music again.
But I'll tell you, marriage and fatherhood suits you. We saw you at the VMAs looking all dapper in your Versace blazer. And one of the things I noticed that really stood out to me, aside from how happy you look, is it seemed odd to see you backed by a full band. You know, we've seen Ed Sheeran on tour so many times on just you and your guitar and your looping device, and I loved it. I always thought it was great. But it was a different flavor seeing you with background singers and electric guitar in the background, and I figured this is going to be a different kind of tour I imagine you'll inevitably do for this new album.
Actually, it won't. Well, I mean, it will be a different tour, but the band is more... Like, I love playing with a band, but TV, they don't really let me do the loop pedal thing because it takes... They basically, TV, they go, you've got 3.5 minutes. Like, use it. Yeah. But, like, Shivers on a loop pedal would probably take 5 minutes to do. Right. So it was actually the first time I did Saturday Night Live in 2014. I was going to go on with a loop pedal, and they just said, you can't do that. You have to get a band. So that now, when I'm doing promotion... I use band for stuff just because that's the time constraint. But yeah, pedal is still going strong.
Gotcha. Okay.
Can we talk about Ed Sheeran as dad? Because your daughter, is she one now? Did she just turn one?
Yeah, she just turned one.
She just turned one. So what? Tell me what's something about being a dad that has really surprised you that you just like were not prepared for at all?
Your kind of emotions are tied in with them, like very much. Like, it's kind of what people say. You know, there's a lot of worry there. There's this love, the feeling of love that you've never felt. Like, I thought when people kept saying to me, "Oh, you'll feel this love that you've never felt before," and I was kind of like, "Well, does this mean like I'm gonna love them more than my wife? Like, what's the deal there?" And then. You know, they're born, and you suddenly, it just opens up this new portal where you're just like, oh wow, no, it's not the love that we know. It's like this completely different thing. So that was a new experience. But also, like, when she's upset, I get upset. When she's happy, I get happy. Your emotions are so tied in with your child. You know.
You know what I said to my wife when I realized how much I loved being a dad was when their poop didn't stink anymore. I became like so like oblivious to poop. You know what I mean? Like where before, if another person's kid pooped, it's like get that kid away from me. Now
I was just gonna say, like, at what point doesn't it smell? But I know what you mean now. It's kind of you get oblivious.
Yeah, yeah. It's my kid.
We went on holiday the other day, and we kind of like had a just, you know, not in a diaper, just chilling and ran. Yeah, it still smells.
Now, it's good.
It still smells. Okay, all right. I know you're trying to clearly keep your daughter grounded with a normal childhood. You went off and, I mean, you married in secret and had a child, and we found out after the fact. But I imagine as you get together with a new tour, you're going to bring the family with you, no?
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean letting my world into their life either. I mean,
no.
The reason I got married in secret is Cherry is not a celebrity. Like, why should people know when her wedding is, you know, like she's, mm-hmm. she didn't sign up for this. She's married me, who did. Like, I don't like paparazzi, but I have no problem with paparazzi because it's basically that I've signed up for it. But, you know, like my daughter hasn't and my wife hasn't. So
right.
I try and keep it as, you know, Cherry's got a private Instagram. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want people, knowing who she is, you know?
That's awesome, man. You got a good wife, man. She's grounded, and you got a great family. And listen, I want to plug all the plugs because they say you got to leave us right now. So Bad Habits, the first single. Shivers, the second single. You got a line of stuff coming out with the NFL. I saw you performing at the game last week. So you got some.
Yeah, what's interesting with the I genuinely follow the NFL. I'm a big Tennessee Titans fan, but I think the Venn diagram of my fans and NFL fans rather far apart.
There are a few confused guys out there because they only heard your love ballads when their wife made them dance at a wedding, right?
Oh yeah, but man, also like I think you know, people know me for love ballads, but like my biggest streaming and selling song is Shape of You, and that's like, you can dance to that.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
All your music is great, Ed, and I'm telling you, I thank you so much because it bonded me with my son, having him reach out to me and tell me about visiting hours, and I hope that's a single that you guys release, and if not, I will play it anyway. So.
Well, thank you, man. You know what? I don't think we will release it as a single. I think songs like that, you can't let them be ruined by over consumption.
Yeah.
And I think singles sometimes, people play singles so much that they sort of get sick of them. And I think songs like that need to just exist and be special to people and not get overplayed.
You are you're a wonderful human being, Ed. You're my favorite, my favorite redhead.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Nice one, guys.
I appreciate it.
He's just buttering you up so you send him a giant marble penis, that's all.
That's right.
The guy who makes these marble penises is loving it.
Is he selling more now?
Yeah, mate, it's this new like side business he's got. Every single Friday, he gets his mates around, they have a few beers, and they just carve these huge cocks.
It's fantastic. Ed, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for giving us your time.
Nice one, guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Ed Sheeran, everybody. Ed Sheeran. What a guy. Mark, hi.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
So, yeah, the song that you guys just played by Ed, that really hit home. I lost my grandpa not that long ago, and he was like, my golf buddy and my hero.
Oh, man. Well, it doesn't get easier. You're going to be thinking about him for the rest of your life, and especially when you have children, you'll forever wish that your grandpa was there golfing with your children. But I will tell you this, that a song like that kind of makes those memories come back, doesn't it, when you hear a song like that?
It does. It really does.
Oh, man. Hey, we're praying for you, buddy, and I know your grandpa's with you right now.
Thank you.
And he's probably commenting on your golf game. Is it a good golf game or a bad golf game?
You know, it's mediocre. It's just like I golf about, you know, 80 for 18 holes, so it's not.
Oh,
it's
dude, okay. I'll take that any day. That's great. That's a good golf game. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later, man.